hoping he has a speedy recovery. Looks like probably a nice bucket or two for Danny Brady in the overnight. Just soak that ankle in that ice. Hopefully it'll bring that swelling down and he'll be able to look in the next spate of games. Four more coming on this trip. Call it a road trip, but it's not a road. It's a long boat trip, really. It's road on the island once we're here. Hills Island. We'll walk up next over the next two nights. And then Thorn Bay is the last opponent on the island for the Skagway boys. Picnic's not with Vol. Gets it over to William Henry Peel, back over to Nix. Nix wants to work it over. No, he's going to launch a 30-foot jumper. No good. He is human. He can miss. Micah Cook comes down with the rebound and is fouled immediately by Alex Eugene Peel. Colt Wild inbound the ball now for Skagway. Somebody open, tries to get it over to Alex Ackerman. Alex Ackerman unable to catch up with the pass, flies into the Heidelberg bench. And at the turnover, ball goes back to Heidelberg. You wonder when Heidelberg might call off the pressure, and it may not be tonight. Quick three-point shot by Nix, no good. Rebound comes down into the hand of Koda Shindo, and Koda brings it up on the right-hand side. He wants to work. He's looking for his shot. Dribble drive up, and a foul is drawn by Shindo. It was Alex Eugene Peel who came in, and he's a big body. Called for the foul on Shindo as Koda was trying to take it to the rack on the right-hand side. So Koda goes to the line, shooting two, 7:30 left to go in the game, 60-35 the score now. Heidelberg up over Skagway, first shot by Koda. Nothing but net. 60-36, now the score. High above court side, he said. Pretty nice little vantage point. Beautiful wood structure here in Heidelberg. Second shot by Koda, no good. Rebound comes down next. Nix wants to shoot a shot. No, gets it over to Hilaire instead. And Hilaire's shot, none, draws nothing. But the rebound comes down to Peel. Peel gets it back out to Nix. Peel's open for a shot. Oh, down and not in. Comes right back out. Peel unable to connect. And Hilaire is calling for the foul on Koda Shindo as Koda came down with the rebound. It looks like this full court pressure is going to remain for Heidelberg. Skagway's got to figure out how to beat it one way or another, and the ball comes in from Colton over to Koda, back up to Colton. Colton unable to catch that pass back from Koda, and Colton gets up slow, Colton Lyle does, but he's back into his running mode. Getting back on defense. Heidelberg has the ball now. Attacking into the lane. Hilaire has it out top. And a steal by Colton Belisle. Colton is alone. Has a hard time containing the dribble. It went off of his hip, and he is unable to make the layup. It was pretty close, but unable to make the layup. And it looks like we've got a wholesale substitution coming in for Heidelberg at the next whistle. Nix gets the ball over to Peel. Peel into the lane, his shot up and good after it rolls around the rim a couple of times. Ball quickly in from Shindo to Colt Belisle. Colt Belisle working it into the center of the court. Colt looks for his jump shot, puts up no good there for the rebound. Micah Cook up and in for Micah Cook. Mark it two for Micah. 62-38 now the score. Heidelberg looking to just kind of pass the ball around the perimeter until something becomes available. Colton Belisle looks like he's a little hurt out on the court. They're going to substitute for Colton. It was Heidelberg who called the timeout to allow Colton to be subbed. And a wholesale substitution pattern now for Heidelberg as most of their bench players are able to come into the game. A lot of them are already in the game. He'll get a lot of practice. The coach of Heidelberg will tonight for his squad, as this game is not really in contention any longer. Ball gets down into Eagle Staff's hands. Eagle Staff up, no good. Rebound fought for, gained by Koda Shindo. Koda looks to attack the basket. About three players jumped up to defend him, and he passed the ball off widely. Gets the ball in the three-point area. Is fouled by Michael J. Eagle staff as Eagle staff's closeout, which is a little too aggressive. Cota pump fake. Eagle staff ran into him. Cota tried to throw up the shot. It was not successful going in. I think that would not have been called a made bucket if it had gone in. But Cota will go to the line to shoot what looks like two. Nope, they're giving him a one and one. They're giving him a one and one. Knocks down the first one, so it will be two. Second shot by Cota Shindo. Up and good. Ball comes in to Heidelberg into the hands of Nix. And over it goes to Miramontes. Miramontes back over to Nix. Into the lane quickly to Miramontes. Nothing happening there. And we've got a foul called as the ball gets over into the hands of Michael J. Eagle staff. And Eagle staff, with a nice up and under move, draws the foul. Eagle staff will go to the line, shooting two for the Heidelberg Warriors. First shot up, and it rattles it in. 5:17 left to go in the game, 63-40 the score. Eagle staff up, no good. Rebound fought for and controlled by Miramontes. Gets the ball over to Sanderson. Sanderson wants to work, gets it over to Nix. Back over to Sanderson. His shot no good. Rebound comes down to the hands of Michael Cook. Gets it over to Cota Shindo. Cota Shindo looking to push the ball up. Gets it quickly up to Ackerman. Ackerman wants to work into the lane. Gets the ball stripped. No foul call on that one. Eagle staff now with a beautiful nifty little behind the back pass, gets the oohs and ahs from the crowd. Coach is standing up clapping. And that's two more for Heidelberg. Cota Shindo looking to do some work against the double team up at the top of the key. A pick by McKnight. The angle wasn't quite there. You could hear the coach yelling it out. Better angle, even better angle. But the shot goes up and it's missed, and that leads to a fast break opportunity for Heidelberg. And Skagway falls asleep as the fast break shot was missed. And yet they weren't there to get the rebound. Heidelberg, however, did not fall asleep. They got the rebound and put it in for two more. Scott Lesh wants a timeout. That's the teaching moment right there for Coach Lesh. Looks like we've got a little bit of a limp coming out of Cota Shindo now as he comes off the court. And that's their two main guards now, both limping pretty heavily on the Panthers side. Shindo is able to continue to play, or if not. 67-40 the score here, and it looks like it will be that kind of contest for Skagway here. Second of two games played here in Heidelberg. First game last night ended in a similar scoring style of fashion. Last night, thought maybe it had something to do with the long ferry ride. Tonight, it has everything to do with guard play and the fact that Danny Brady rolled his ankle significantly toward the end of the first half and been unable to go in the second half. A very important part of Skagway's offensive attack and press break, more specifically. So 4:16 to go here in the game. Alex Ackerman to inbound the ball, tipped away and out of bounds by Miramontes, and it will be Ackerman. Found a second time. Cota Shindo is able to go and looking for the inbounds pass. Gets over to Cook. Cook is tied up. Ball squirts loose. Is picked up by Eagle staff or Heidelberg and out Trout with the ball. Gets the ball of the Nick. The Eagle staff for three. No good. Two Panthers fight for the rebound and the ball squirts loose. Back over to Miramontes. Miramontes tries to work it into the post. Cota Shindo comes down with the ball and races up the right side of the court. They has a three-on-one, takes the 19.5-foot jump shot, no good, and ball comes down into the hands of Nick Nix. A three or four-on-one, and you settle for the three-point shot, not something a coach wants to see. But with a streaky shooter like Cota Shindo, you can't complain. If it went in, it would have been a great shot. Ball comes up for Skagway here. Wyatt Belisle has a pick. from his pocket clean by Nick Nix with a long lob pass up ahead to Trout. Back out to Nix. Nix's shot no good. Miramontes fights for the rebound. Gets it back over to the hands of Nix. Nix flashing to the basket. Blocked by Micah Cook. But ball comes back to Heidelberg. Heidelberg passing the ball around the perimeter. Another shot by Eagle Staff. Up, no good. Alex Ackerman comes down with the rebound and is contested, but is able to come down cleanly with it. Gets it over to Coach Shindo. Coach Shindo was looking to work the ball into the forecourt. But on the right-hand side, he's got shooting on his mind. He's blocked in the shot attempt. However, they are going to call it a foul, and Coda Shindo will go to the line to shoot two for Skagway. 67-40 is the score here in Heidelberg. Warriors up over the Panthers. 2:44 to go in the game. First shot up by Shindo is good. Remember, we've got a lot of basketball left to play for you here on KHNS this evening. The Skagway Panthers girls versus the Heidelberg girls, in a tape delay fashion, will be on air immediately following this game. And then, nope, I'm sorry, that game won't be until about 9 o'clock. It will be the Haynes boys against Craig that immediately follows this broadcast. I'm sorry about that. Quickly, Heidelberg works it up into the forecourt. Trout is able to put down a nice little baby hook shot in the lane. Skagway has the ball now on the left, and Ackerman thinks about a pass a little bit too much and double dribbles instead of single dribble. 2:27 left to go in the game. Heidelberg has the ball now. Nick Nix gets it over to the right side of Miramontes, left wide open. Doesn't pull the trigger on it. Instead, gets it down to Eagle Staff, who works it back out to Miramontes. Now in rhythm, Miramontes misses the corner jumper for a three. And T.J. Dormino comes down with the ball, but is out the pass, is ill-advised. And it is Eagle Staff who works for not one, but three shots. Unable to connect on any of them, but he is able to draw the foul on the third. Eagle Staff will go to the line, shooting two. Or Heidelberg. First shot by Michael is up and good. Just a sophomore, Michael J. Eaglestaff, one of those kids that'll be part of the future of the Heidelberg program. Second shot up, no good. For a lanky sophomore, he's pretty smooth. Not only with his shooting touch, but his defensive abilities. Coda Shindo launches up a 25-footer, no good. Rebound comes down to Eaglestaff. Eaglestaff tries to force the ball a little too much, and ball goes out of bounds off of the hands of Sanderson. Guy Sanderson. Oh, nope, they're going to call it off of the Skagway Panther instead. And a quick shot by Miramontes in the corner. Almost could have called offensive goaltending by Nick Nix, who had his hand up over the rim when the ball hit, but they didn't call it, of course. And instead, Heidelberg has the ball. Almost stolen by Alex Ackerman, and in fact, he's still in the dogfight for the ball, and he is able to force a jump ball. Great hustle play by Ackerman. Goes down onto the floor. Ball will go over to the Panthers. 1:30 left on the clock. 70-42 the score, and Alex Ackerman to inbound the ball, gets it over to C.J. Dormito. C.J. sees the lane to the basket, up and oh, misses his layup, a little too strong with the right hand from the left side, and ball goes back over to Heidelberg. Heidelberg has it out top, little pump fake by Nick, gets it over to Trout. Trout's three-point bucket, up and good. I'm sorry, that's Sanderson. I want to give that credit to where the credit is due. That was Guy Sanderson. Go to Shindo now with the ball for Skagway. Dadlin and Doodlin on the right. A nifty little move, spin move, and passes off the leg of one of the Heidelberg defenders. No good. Heidelberg tries for an alley-oop, but broken up by Alex Ackerman. Nice. And ball back over. And nope. Ball out of bounds. Oh, Miramontes is called. And it will remain Skagway basketball with 48.4 seconds left to go. Shindo to inbound the ball, gets it to Ackerman. Ackerman, a spin move into the lane, loses the control of the ball, but able to have enough spin on it to get it up off glass and in for Ackerman. Ackerman having his best scoring night of the season so far, up into double figures. And Heidenberg is content to work the clock. 30 seconds now, a little bit under 30 seconds. They'll just work the ball around the perimeter. Looks like they're going to drive in. Yes, they did, and it was Eaglestaff, the recipient of that real nifty pass and catch and shot. Skagway trying to get the ball in bounds, unable to do so, and turns the ball back over to Heidenberg with just 10 seconds left to go on the clock. Skagway's got to get the good defensive position. Heidenberg is not going to take a last-second shot. Instead, Alex Ackerman steals the ball and puts up a last-second shot of his own. And a handy payback. But it misses. He did launch a half-court shot with 1.2 seconds left to go. And the final from Heidenberg. We have reached it. 75-44. The Warriors over the Panthers tonight. Valiant effort in the first half by Skagway, unable to contain the Heidenberg attack in the second half. And without the services of Danny Brady, Skagway's going to have a hard time against pressure defenses as they move forward, unless they figure something out quick. That'll do it here from Heidenberg. We'll see you tomorrow night from Kloak. Mike Swayze signing off. Go Panthers.